everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
She's the wife of one of America's most beloved pastors, best-selling authors, and internationally acclaimed encouragers. 120 million readers agree, and that's just for starters. So what is her story on life, faith, and her latest great read, Lucado Treasury of Bedtime Prayers, co-authored with her beloved and famous husband? Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome to Testimony a rare pleasure indeed, author, educator, and former missionary to Brazil, and yes, the wife of Pastor Max Lucado, mother to their three children, Jenna, Andrea, and Sarah, and beloved mutt, Andy. Please welcome Dinalyn Lucado. Dinalyn, welcome to Testimony.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, it's really an honor to have you, and I love your name, by the way, and hopefully I can pronounce it correctly throughout this broadcast for part one of our...
You have a good start.
Well, thank you. Well, let's get right to it, Dinalyn. By all accounts, you are living the, quote, charmed life as the wife of a famous pastor and author, but not so fast. You suffered from what can debilitate a lot of people, and you were just honest about it. Can you talk about this for part one of our conversation today, how you overcame depression, and prior to this, how you came to faith in Jesus Christ? Mrs. Lucado, please tell us your story.
Okay, well, I grew up in a Christian home in Texas. I went to a Christian college. I taught in a Christian school for about a year and a half, and then started dating Max, and we fell in love and went to Brazil and did mission work. Actually, before we married, I had had a couple of episodes of depression, not really knowing what they were, but... You know, I believe in God's severe mercy. He saw me on a treadmill to craziness, really. My life was busy with the three girls, and Max was very busy. As a family, we were busy, and I seemed to have this sign on my forehead that said yes. So anything, you know, I was asked of, I would say yes. So I was really kind of running myself into the ground, and I believe God in His mercy saw that, and He just built a really giant wall for me to hit, so I would have to look up to Him. And I think I'd been doing a lot of living in my own power and in my own knowledge and understanding and my own strength. And God just knew that was not going to be sufficient, and I would not survive if I continued living in that way. So, really, it was in the depression that I just kind of stopped. I said no to most things that came across my desk, and I just started spending time with Jesus. Really, in the beginning, you don't really know where to go in the Bible. You don't know what to do. But the one thing I did that I think was critical was the day I woke up, and it was so, so heavy. I went to church that day, and I counted afterwards that I talked to 14 women who really, I didn't talk to them, every one of them, but when they came up to hug me, how are you doing, like you do at church, mm-hmm. I didn't say, oh, I'm great, how are things with you guys? I was honest, and I said, I'm not great, I'm struggling, and I need your prayer. So I think at the end of that day, I had at least 14 women praying for me, plus my husband. And, you know, God, of course, that, I went to a doctor, you know, he put me on medicine, and things started leveling out. But most importantly, God started changing me inside out. And I think he had lies to deal with that I believed in my life. He had he wanted to expose the legalism that had entangled my heart. He wanted to free me from busyness and from working to earn my salvation. There was a lot God wanted to do in my heart to just bring truth and bring freedom and bring healing. And so he just had to stop me to do that. And I tell people that kind of when I got through the end of the, you know, the tunnel, that I felt like he had given me a different prayer life and a prayer life that revealed himself to me in that, and also a prayer life that would sustain me and a prayer life that would minister to other people. So it's a big part of my story, and it's a big part of God kind of, you know, putting his hands on my face like a father does to a child and going, okay, I want you to look at me, keep your eyes on me, and we're going to talk about some things.
Would you say that is, Dina Lynn, would you say that is common among pastors' wives especially? You're in essence in a fishbowl in a lot of ways. I know that when I interviewed Ann Graham Lotz, that was the one thing that she found critical to breaking out of the, quote, fishbowl. She had made a decision early on that she was going to live her life, as she puts it, for the audience of one. Her goal became to please God first. Would you say that is something that helped you? Because in talking with your husband, Pastor Lucado, he seems to be a little opposite of you. He mentioned you're a goer and a doer, and you love the crowds and the people, and he's looking at his watch, and he's ready to go home.
Yeah, well, that's true. My personality, the Lord made me more of an extrovert. And so, you know, maybe coming with that is a little bit of a disability of knowing when to say no and when not to. Also, I'm a pleaser, people pleaser, and God's really working with me on that because, my big prayer is I just want to be a God pleaser. Yeah, people pleasing can really be great stress on your life and really stress on your spirit, you know, being just expending yourself so much. And so, you know, he's gracious and kind, and he shepherds us where he wants. And if we follow him, he always has good things for us. And sometimes it's in the form of discipline or correction, but it's always good, you know, the end result. His desire for us is good, is the best for us.
Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Dina Lynn Lucado, author and storyteller, Lucado Treasury of Bedtime Prayers, written for children. But I would say this is a book for anyone, beautifully illustrated. And we're going to be talking about the importance of prayer, sewing that into your children. But Mrs. Lucado is sharing a little of her life that you may not have known. All that is glitter and looks perfect on the outside, ladies and gentlemen, that's not always the way it is on the inside. We all have struggles, and this is what testimony is about, to give hope and encouragement and to tell the truth. And she was honest, transparent, and told the truth, and the fruit of that is what's remaining and what is blessings thousands, I would say millions, of readers across our nation today. So, Dina Lynn, how important has prayer been in your own marriage? And if someone listening today has a spouse that will not pray, how common is this even amongst pastor's wife? Any stats, ideas?
Well, how common is having a spouse that doesn't pray, or is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Well, you know, I'm sure it's very common. and oftentimes women are a little more just hungry for spiritual things. It's sort of the way God made us. So God gives us all a hunger for Him. But I would just say that you don't have to have your spouse to pray. And, I mean, I really need to be with just Jesus. I don't need to be with Max and Jesus. I mean, it's great if you and your spouse can come together and pray and your family be covered in that unity. But if that's not the case in your home, then you just keep praying your little heart out until the Lord changes the heart of your spouse. And, I mean, He's the one that goes deep, and we cannot speak enough words to change someone's heart. We just can't. So I would say don't nag, don't beg, don't. Just go to the Lord yourself and trust Him to do a work that only He can do, really. And then you'll be nurtured in that time with the Lord and in your prayer life. And that will give you a different perspective on the whole situation. Our greatest need is to be with Jesus.
Amen.
So that's yeah, and you can do that.
Well, in our remaining moments, last question here. You have been instrumental in the development of what is known as the, quote, Rapha prayer ministry. Can you explain, and if some young mother, as you are also a mentor to young moms today, if they wanted to get involved and receive prayer and mentoring, how would they go about doing this?
Well, our prayer center, prayer ministry, is pretty local. But you can go to Rapha God Ministries. It's you can just Google that, Rapha God Ministries, and you'll be able to read about our prayer ministry. But it's an inner healing prayer ministry where we receive people for prayer who need inner healing, which we all do. And so two or three of us will meet with that one person and lead them in asking Jesus to move deeply in their life. So for an hour and a half to 2 hours, we're really asking Jesus to lead the whole session, and He can go deep. But the people who pray with others, we're trained, and it's a beautiful ministry of God really bringing His presence to make healing happen in hearts. In deep places, you know, in their lives. So it's really a friend of mine who opened the prayer center, but she and I were both kind of on this track of inner healing prayer, just interest in that. And so then she's a go-getter, and she just made the prayer center happen.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to nationally acclaimed pastor's wife, author, and educator, Dina Lynn Lucado. You can learn more about Dina Lynn and get her latest great read, Lucado Treasury of Bedtime Prayers, by going to maxlucado.com or wherever books are sold. Dina Lynn, thank you for sharing just a little of your story with us on Testimony. We look forward to hearing much, much more next week. God bless you.
Thank you. It's great being with you.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, jensinebard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening. And please join us again for Testimony. Last week you heard the very real and transparent story of the wife of one of America's most beloved pastors, authors, and encouragers, Max Lucado. In her first book, The Joy of a Promise Kept, The Powerful Role Wives Play, Dina Lynn brings together 12 wives of prominent Christian leaders and shares the wisdom of how best to encourage and uphold them. And now, in her latest great read, co-authored with husband, pastor, and best-selling author Max Lucado, Dina Lynn brings to print a beautifully written and illustrated book of prayers for children, teaching them, reading to them, and imparting to them the importance of this often overlooked and seldom invoked weapon that prayer is and has in the life of every child, your child, and God willing, as they grow, adults, training them up in the admonition and encouragement of their Savior. But how? How do you make prayer easy, accessible, and the first course of action during the day rather than the last? Here to talk about this and more for part two of our conversation is author, educator, former missionary to Brazil, and wife to one of America's favorite pastors, Max Lucado. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to Testimony, Dina Lynn Lucado. Dina Lynn, welcome back to Testimony.
Thank you. Well, it's good to be back with you.
Well, it's great to have you. I loved our conversation for part one. Dina Lynn, last week you allowed me the privilege of delving into some of your own life, how you overcame depression, and this during a time when all seemed rosy and on the upswing, acclaimed ministry and husband, adorable children, wonderful church. But you were not content to, quote, play games as your husband has stated. You were open and honest, and that's probably why you and Pastor Max are so relatable and encouraging. You've been through it and come out the other side. For this segment, Mrs. Lucado, I want to get more into your latest great read, Lucado Treasury of Bedtime Prayers, or I would say really anytime prayers, beautifully illustrated. So, first question, tell us about Lucado Treasury of Bedtime Prayers and how it came to be.
Well, Max's last book that came out, it was called, is called Before Amen, and it's a book on prayer where he just teaches a small, kind of really simple outline with which people can use to pray, to guide them in their prayer life. So the publisher thought it'd be great to have a book of prayers for children, and this was the idea. Max was a little covered up in projects and needed some help, so he solicited my help, and really I have a passion for prayer, and I thought what better way to share that message than to try to bring these truths down in, at, to their level where they can begin to know God and trust Him and be equipped in prayer at a really early young age, so that as they grow older, it's just a part of who they are. You know, their prayer life is just an extension of who they are.
Yes, and amen, amen. And it is a beautiful book, ladies and gentlemen, a gift for any child, and I would say adult as well. Well, what was the experience like to collaborate on this book with Max? What were some of your favorite takeaways from that process?
Well, it was just fun. We actually did a lot of writing of our prayers, like, separately, and then we'd come together and read to each other and maybe help the other with a line or two or a word. And so it was fun, and it was easy, and probably my favorite takeaway is reading one of my prayers to Max and him saying, "That's really good." So I don't consider myself a writer, and I still don't really, but I do have a little rhythm and rhyme and love kids and felt like, and love prayer. And so I just feel like it was a great opportunity, and we did have fun collaborating on something together. That doesn't happen too often.
Well, that is just great. How did your children make faith and prayer a priority when they were growing up? How did you help them?
Right. Well, we, you know, when they were very young, we'd read Bible story books to them, and as they got older, we'd act out Bible stories and had a lot of fun with that. and just tried to keep that devotional time going, which was evening, because evening is usually when the family's together. But we also prayed with the girls individually every night, and that was a sweet time, and I think a time to just start that sort of routine, if you want to call it, a routine that can become a lifestyle thing, where it's not just evening prayer, but it's morning, it's all day long.
It's a form of worship, isn't it? Prayer.
It is.
It's talking to God, and isn't it something that you can just do all day? He's a part of who we are as Christians. So isn't prayer, Dina Lynn, isn't that just really honest and open conversation with God? How would you describe the word prayer?
It is. I mean, you did a good job. You know, Paul told us to pray without ceasing, and I think it's just an open, it's us communicating with God. It's our relationship with Him. I really believe that God reveals Himself to us in prayer in really unique ways, but in ways where we can truly encounter Him. And so, I mean, you gave a perfect definition of what prayer is, and you don't have to have a special vocabulary. You don't have to have a special certificate. You just say, I mean, He calls Himself Father. He calls Himself Abba, which is Daddy. So He Himself established our relationship as one that would be intimate and close, as a father to a child. So that's what He wants with us, is intimacy.
Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Dina Lynn Lucado, wife of renowned pastor Max Lucado, their latest book, Lucado, Treasury of Bedtime Prayers. You know, with all that is going on in the world, Dina Lynn, and all of what's out there for children to absorb from television, from radio, from their iPhones, their iPads, you name it, social media. The reason I wanted to bring you on testimony is that to me, your book really is even much more than prayer. It's a weapon. It's something that children can read and absorb and get into their minds as a defense. You know, the Bible says that to be conformed to the image of Christ through the renewing of our mind. But how does that happen unless we're in the Word, unless we're reading, unless we're praying? And I just think your book is a perfect tool for that, and it draws the reader in. It's beautifully illustrated. The prayers are simple yet profound. I have a question that's not on my list of questions for you. You know, 2 Chronicles 7:14 states, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven and heal their land." So, Mrs. Lucado, how important is repentance to receiving answered prayer? And is this the humbling that God is talking about in your view?
Yes, it is the humbling. That's humbling to admit who I am and who God is and how He is King and I am not, and really praising God. And a position of prayer is a correct position of us before a holy God. I think repentance has to start in the church. We keep thinking it's supposed to start in the world, but there's no way. They can't. They're not equipped at all. But saints, you know, believers in Jesus Christ are equipped to repent because He has already forgiven us. And confession is just agreeing with God. You're right. That's what I did yesterday. You're right. I was thinking those things. And the thing is that repentance and confession, they bring just a rejuvenation, a refreshment to our spirits when we're able to be honest before God.
Amen and amen. There are many beautiful classic prayers in your book and new ones that you've created, and it's probably difficult to choose a favorite, but is there one that sticks out in your mind above all the others? And if yes, what is that and why?
Well, I love, since I have struggled with fear in my life, I love this one that's kind of sweet. We call Shu. Thunderstorms are big and loud, especially in the night. When thunder makes a boom and lightning makes the light. Sometimes I am afraid and I don't know what to do. I pray to you, sweet Jesus, and you tell my fears to shoo.
Praise God, praise God, amen. Yeah. And Dean Lynn, it reminds me of that scripture that God does not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And I think the word of God in prayer empowers a child, empowers an adult. And so your book really is a tool for empowering that young mind, where they will begin to pray as if it's second nature. It's no longer intimidating. They don't have any rules or regulations that they have to live up to. And that's what I'm receiving from you and our previous conversation and the beautiful book you've written. You are also a former educator, and today you are mentoring young moms. You are about to become grandparents. What are you most looking forward to in our remaining moments about being a grandparent and the impact your book is going to make on this and the next generation?
Oh yeah. Yay, Jesus. I hope you do that. And he can. And I, you know, I'm most looking forward to just loving her and holding her and singing to her and praying over her and just seeing that new generation begin, just the promises of God to be faithful to 1,000 generations of the right of his righteous ones. And so I'm excited to dance with her and worship with her and play and have fun and just lots of joy.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to nationally acclaimed pastor's wife, author, and educator, Dina Lynn Lucado. You can learn more about Dina Lynn and get her latest great read, Lucado Treasury of Bedtime Prayers, by going to maxlucado.com or wherever books are sold. Dina Lynn, it has truly been a pleasure having you on Testimony. Your life and overcoming witness for Jesus Christ is a great encouragement to us all. Thank you for writing such a beautifully written, illustrated, and yes, in my view, life-changing book of prayers that will impact children and adults now and for eternity. Thank you. God
Amen.
Bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JENSINEBARD.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.